This is the Black Heritage Interview. Upper Piedmont Black Heritage Interview with Mr. J.D. Rutledge in Seneca on July 17, 1990. Mr. Rutledge, what is your full name?
My full name is James D. Rutledge. Born here in Oconee County, December 24, 1921.
Christmas Eve, baby.
Oh, yeah.
And who were your parents? Who was your father?
My father was Morgan P. Rutledge, and my mother was Rosie Lee Rutledge.
And when were they born? Do you have any idea?
I don't have the exact date when they were born, but back in 1800s, I say.
About, do you know where? How about where they were born? About?
They were in Oconee County. Yeah.
The same.
About Fair Play area. And below, a little below Seneca.
In the same general area?
Same general area of Seneca, Oconee County.
And how about your mother's name? What was that?
My mother's name?
Uh-huh.
Her name was Rosalie Wright Rutledge.
Uh-huh. And she was born in the same area?
Same
too?
Area, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And going back to your father, Morgan Rutledge, what were his parents' names?
His father was named Jack Rutledge.
Uh-huh.
And his mother was named Bea Blazing Game Rutledge.
And they were from around here, too?
They were from Oconee County, to my knowledge, too.
Uh-huh. Okay. And Rosie Lee Rutledge, what was her parents' name?
Her parents were named Sony and Laura Wright. That's right, Sony and Laura Wright.
And they were from here, too?
They were from here, Oconee, to my knowledge.
Okay. Do you remember anything about your grandparents?
No, they passed on kind of when I was... I only remember my grandmother.
Uh-huh.
On my father's side.
Oh, uh-huh.
I remember her.
Uh-huh.
We used to go to her house and she lived out in the rural area and she had any kind of fruit tree or anything that you wanted to have to eat, she had it around the house. It's a vineyard.
Uh-huh.
We just enjoyed going there and the big old porch was all the way around the house. Up on the hill, we could just see out and just like going to a movie or somewhere to go there to see all the horse she had on. Display around the house.
And where was this located?
This is located in the Minifolk section here in Oconee County.
What was the name of that section?
Minifolk.
Minifolk?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
It's not right here in Oconee County.
Uh-huh.
Very beautiful site. Okay. And that was the old home place of hers.
With that, is that Mini? Is that M-I-N-N-I-E?
M-A-N-Y, Mini, I think.
Oh, M-A-N-Y, Mini Fork.
F-O-R-K.
Oh, Mini Forks, like Mini
That's
Forks.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Have any other older members of your family? Do you remember anything about any of them?
Yes, I had six of us.
Uh-huh.
And the oldest one was named Lucia
uh-huh.
Rutledge. She married Leonard Poole.
Uh-huh.
Lucia Rutledge Poole.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything about any older folks in your family, though, like aunts and uncles or great aunts?
Yeah, I had an uncle.
Mm-hmm.
He lived in Ohio.
Oh.
He's passed away, and I had two aunts living in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
They both passed away. One passed away back in 80, I believe, the last
one. Uh-huh. Now, we were talking about your parents and grandparents, and where did they live? And you said they all live here in Oconee County?
To my knowledge, they all was right here in Oconee County, outlying area from Seneca.
Uh-huh. And did your... Did your parents own their own home, or did they rent it?
Yes, my father, grandfather owned the plantation where he was at.
Oh, your grandfather owned his place?
Yeah, uh-huh. But my father later, they moved out up near Richland.
Uh-huh.
And he was a sharecropper up in the Richland area on the McMahon farm.
What was the name of the farm?
McMahon, J.D. McMahon.
J.D. McMahon's farm. He was a white man?
White man, that's right.
And so they sharecropped his farm.
That's right.
But your grandfather and your grandmother, the one you're talking about, the real pretty place with the vineyards
they owned that. Yeah, that's right. After he married and moved out, he lived out.
Did you know how they came to own it? Did they have family from...
I just don't know. She was very industrious.
Uh-huh.
And they waited around, I think, and just managed to own it to some degree. I just don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
How they come about in doing it.
If there was some history behind that.
Mm-hmm.
Did your older relatives ever talk about their early lives when you were growing up? Did they ever tell you anything about their early times?
Well, yes, they were telling about, they had to work hard.
Yeah.
To make, old folks had to make ends meet. And they pleaded in education. They didn't get as much as they wanted themselves, but they always said they would like to see the children get an education so they'd be able to do a better way of life than what they had to do.
Did any of them talk about slavery? Were any of your grandparents or great-grandparents in slavery that you remember?
No, I don't think, that's my knowledge. I don't think so.
They didn't talk about slavery.
They didn't talk about slavery too much.
So you don't really know the history of that, like who was in it and
who
was not?
No, who was not.
Anything like that, names changing and things of that nature?
No.
Okay. Where are the older members of your family buried?
It's right here in Oklahoma County.
Which cemetery?
In Oak Grove Cemetery.
Okay. Are the graves marked?
Yes.
Do you remember when you were small, any funerals, or do you remember hearing about any funerals when you were little?
I remember when I was little, they had undertaken to give us woods and shelter, I believe. And I think they had a survey they were used to carry the family to the cemetery in. And I remember them telling me about they carried me to the granddaddy's funeral. And they brought me back in the surrey. And they visualized it kind of in my mind, but I was too little to actually know what was going on. But they had to use wagons and surreys and things.
So if they were horse-drawn carriages.
Horse-drawn carriages.
Not motor vehicles, even back then when you were little.
That's true.
Okay. What about any marriages or weddings? Do you remember hearing about those or any that you were talked about when you were little? Anything special?
No, my mother had a wedding down at Old Zion Church. It's about 3 miles out from Seneca. And it was the largest crowd, she would say, was there at the wedding.
At hers?
At her wedding.
Oh, her wedding had the largest crowd?
I had a large crowd at her wedding.
Nice.
That's when she married.
And this was which church?
Old Zion.
Old Zion, and that's located down here?
About 3 miles below Seneca.
Okay. Was there any reason why hers was so large? Did they have a lot of friends?
But it's a lot of friends. There was well-known cousins. In fact, everybody in Oklahoma County, some degree kid.
Yeah, I'm finding that out. Y'all related in some way.
All related to some degree, so all the kin were there, I'm sure. I don't know why, but she had a large attendance.
Do you have a picture of her, or did she tell you what she wore that day?
No, I don't have a picture of her.
Talking about everybody being related, what families are you related to that you recall, that you know of?
Well, the Rileys, the Browns, the Crabs, and the Grants, and the Gilberts, and...
How about my marriage now? What is your wife's name?
My wife's name is Bizarre. She's from Columbia, in Columbia.
Oh, she's from Columbia.
Yeah, that's right.
That would be another area.
Bizarre's from that section.
Right, so you're related to the Bizarre's from your wife's family, that's from Columbia, not from around here.
Not from right here.
Okay. Does your family have any old photos or
Yeah,
pictures?
I have an old photo of the family picture. My mother and dad and all the children except for two of us.
Oh.
I happen to be the youngest, so I'm not on there, and neither my baby sister's not there.
You two weren't born yet.
No.
You were a twinkle in your daddy's eye, right?
I was a little runt. I said I wasn't alone at that time.
Right.
But I do have the picture of the others.
When was that taken then? That was been before 1921 then.
That's true, because my Willie Mae was the baby at that time.
Okay, so this was taken before then.
Yeah.
While we're talking about the children, suppose you tell me in order that, you're the youngest, and could you tell me who the oldest child was?
The oldest was Lucille.
Okay. And that's Lucille Rutledge Poole,
That's right.
And number two was?
Was George Rutledge.
Okay. And the third one?
Johnny Rutledge.
Okay.
Willie Mae Rutledge Webb.
Uh-huh.
And the next one was Elizabeth Reed Bush. Elizabeth Rutledge Reed.
Okay. And she's the one that was also not in the picture, you said.
Yeah, that's true.
The two babies. And while we're talking about that, too, I wanted to ask you about a Bible. That you have an old family Bible?
Yes, I do.
And when was that printed, and who was the copyright, do you know?
Oh, I don't recall as who.
Do you have the Bible handy and we can look at it?
Yes.
Okay. Who printed it, Mr. Rutledge?
The Southwestern Company, publisher and bookseller of Nashville, Tennessee.
Fine. I can't see any, and you can't. I don't think we were able to find any copyright date.
Copyright date, I don't see at the present time.
Okay. And let's see if we can find the oldest entry in it. The oldest entry date seems to be October the 30th, 1875. Is that right, Dr. Russell?
That's correct.
Okay. And that's your father, Morgan Parker?
Parker, Bradley.
Okay. Mr. Rutledge, we couldn't find the copyright date, but your mother's got that entry in there about her wedding being on 1901, December 26th. And most people buy something right around that time. So I was just thinking that possibly that would be around, the book was bought in 1901 or 1902 or something
so,
like that.
The entrance would be, you know, during that time.
Right. That's
sure
the way
it
looks.
I'm sure they bought it, you know, to keep a record of when it was.
Right. So I imagine the copyright date would be in that time period, in early 1900s.
That's right.
Okay, fine. Mr. Rutledge, we talked about the photos and the Bible, as much as we could find out from that. So I think we're going to go on to economics. What did your father do for a living?
He was a sharecropper. He mostly farmed for a living.
He was the one that had the farm. You told me the name before.
Yes.
What was that name? The white name, Mac.
McMahon.
McMahon.
Uh-huh.
And was this out in Oconee County?
Oconee County.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Which direction?
It's out from Richland, between Richland and Poplar Springs.
Richland and Poplar Springs.
It's a section named for Richland.
Okay. So he farmed. Did your mother farm too with him?
Well, yes, she farmed, and she was a nurse, midwife.
Oh, she was?
She was a midwife.
Uh-huh.
And she did that on the side.
Go ahead.
She did quite a number of that. She delivered babies here in Oconee County.
Did she get her training from anything?
Yes. She got her training. She would have to go to school ever so often here in the county or somewhere. I believe she went to Greenville once for a conference, and they got training. She was training, registered, you know, from the county.
She really was. She had training from this area.
That's right.
From the county. To be a midwife.
Be a midwife.
Okay. Do you know how many babies she delivered, or is it too many numbers to know?
Well, I just wouldn't know, but quite a number.
Uh-huh.
But see, I would say all the relatives in the neighborhood knew her relatives, and so they would call upon her to deliver the babies for her.
So she was called all around this area?
All around this area.
Yeah, okay. What about your grandparents? What did your grandfather on your father's side do for a living?
Well, I think he farmed too, because he owned that farm out there.
Oh, he was the one that had the really nice farm with the vines and the orchards and everything.
That's right. And his wife was a midwife also.
Oh, she was?
She was, that's right.
Uh-huh. And did she know of any kind of training and stuff that she had?
Well, she had the same training her mother had. They had to go take some training.
Uh-huh.
And it was so often.
Uh-huh.
And they had someone supervising, respected the little bag they would carry. And she was well-equipped and versed on everything.
How many children did those grandparents have, your father's brother and sister, too?
All were boys. I believe about four or five boys.
Uh-huh.
To my knowledge. I don't remember any girls.
Okay. He didn't have any sisters.
Mm-hmm.
What about your grandparents on your mother's side? What did they do?
Well, they must have been sharecroppers, too.
Also,
I don't remember them.
You think they sharecropped and didn't own their land then?
I don't remember how people owned any land on her side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, they died way before my time.
They were dying when you were little.
They might have owned something, but I didn't hear mention.
Right. Did any of your older relatives ever leave the area to hold jobs somewhere else? Did they ever live somewhere else?
Well,
instead
I had
of here?
Uncle, he left, and he went to, I think, Connecticut. Or oh, maybe it wasn't Connecticut, maybe it was Ohio. He died in Ohio, where he lived in Ohio. But I really went to Tennessee first, now on to Ohio.
Was this your father's brother?
It was my mother's brother.
Oh, your mother's brother went to?
That's right.
Went to Tennessee and then Connecticut, then Ohio.
Ohio, that's right.
So he definitely left this area to find work and to live and raise his family. How about anybody else? Did anyone else leave South Carolina besides you? I mean, besides them?
I don't know of anyone else. But my two aunts, they left and went to Charlotte. They live in Charlotte.
So they still stay in the South,
but they left this area. In North Carolina.
Right. What about... Now, why did the uncle leave to go to Connecticut to find work?
Find work and better employment and everything.
What about the gals, the two aunts that went to Charlotte? Why did they leave?
Well, one of them husband worked on the railroad. He was cook or supervisor on the railroad at that time. And he was stationed in Charlotte for a good time. And they moved to Charlotte.
And they just stayed there. And so she went primarily because she's married to someone who was going to work there in Charlotte.
Yeah,
what about the other one?
She just went along with her, too.
Oh, she went with her.
That's right. And so she just lived there. The two sisters lived together.
She later got married in that area.
Yeah, in that area.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you if any of your family worked for the railroad.
Yeah, that's right.
Is there anybody besides that one uncle that did? Did anyone work in the railroad right around here?
Trying to think. Back to my knowledge, I don't think so.
What was his job, the one who worked for the railroad?
He was a cook.
Oh, that's right. You said cook.
Yeah, cook.
Okay. Back at that time, as best as you can remember, because you weren't really born until later, but what kinds of jobs were open to black men that you can recall? What kinds of things could they do back then?
To my knowledge, there wasn't anything they could do. They either had to... do farm work. Some could do blacksmith work, and some could do carpenter work. And I usually have the older one say that I think my grandfather, he was a chair bottom. He was bottom chairs. That's right. He would go to the woods and he had splits from oak timber and bottom chairs. That was his hobby, and. Bottom chairs around the people.
Okay.
Well, much money was made from it or not, but he's very artistic in during that type of work.
That was something that he did besides his farm.
His farming.
What about black women? What was open to them? Of course, you said your grandmother and everything was a midwife.
Midwife and mostly domestic work. I would say was about the big thing they could do. Is go in and do the mess work in the house.
And take care of children
and stuff
like that. Take care of children, babysitters. How about young people? How did you all earn money? How did your older brothers and sisters, when they were what we call teenagers today, was there any way they could earn any money ever?
Well, just a little job to pick up here and there for different ones. It wasn't any jobs. It was plentiful for them to earn money as it is today for children, but they didn't have it. The chances were very slim. They didn't have much to look upon.
And where did your family shop when you were small?
Well, they shopped in Seneca.
Right
here in Seneca, South
Carolina. What shops? What stores?
Well, they had stores. With a Merritt store, a Dragon store, and a Patterson store. And a grocery store was very popular at that time was P.C. Skelton. And those were some of the stores that they had that they did the grocery buying and the shopping dry good things from.
Were the stores back then pretty much all in one thing, or did they have, you said they had a couple separate grocery stores?
Each one had its own little separate store, more or less. But
wasn't one great big store that held everything, sometimes some people tell me that.
Big old grocery store, he had give me supplies of different things. I think he did sell maybe some coveralls for men or what have you in the store.
Yeah, some dry goods besides.
The dry goods besides the grocery store.
Yeah, yeah.
But leading dry goods stores was, to my knowledge.
Now, were these all owned by white people?
White people, that's right.
And did you...
Well, there were some... Negroes had some little shops in Scenic on Main Street.
On Main Street? What kind
of
street?
It was very, 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 they had a fish market on Main Street.
Do you remember the names of who owned
that? The fellow that owned that was Alone. He was, I can't think of his first name, but he owned a fish market.
What was his last name? Spell it.
Long, L-O-N-G.
Oh, Long, okay.
Joe Long was his name.
Joe Long.
Joe Long. He owned a fish market.
Uh-huh.
And
what other stores did black people own?
Well, the pharmacy and doctor shops, grocery, it was all on the low end of Main Street.
Was that the, what was the Piedmont Pharmacy?
The Piedmont Pharmacy. All that was on Main Street, went down low end of Main Street.
When did the Piedmont Pharmacy start? Do you know?
It started back, Dr. Sharp, brother was here with him.
Uh-huh.
Before Dr. Hill came.
Uh-huh.
That was back early in the, I'd say 30s or something,
uh-huh.
I would say.
Right. Yeah.
When the Chris had the drugstore, mm-hmm. then he ended up named it Piedmont.
Right. So you still, you had some little black shops right on Main Street.
Yeah, on Main
these
Street.
These were mostly small stores,
so small though, stores
like a fish store and that kind of thing.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And it was a cafe. We had all kind of cafes.
Cafes.
And that they could go and eat and you know, buy drinks and things around. So Nichols had a pretty good little amount of business in Seneca.
That's good.
I would say this is one of the most progressive little towns, to my knowledge, of any around, because the relationship of black and white has been wonderful here in Seneca, because Dr. Sharp was known to cure any type of disease that might arise. Way back then, the locus of allegory, whatever you call it, was very prevalent among whites. And he was very popular in fixing up some type of medicine to cure that rash or whatever they had. And he became famous, and I give him credit for the relationship of the black doctors here in Oconee County.
Now, what was his name? This was a
doctor? B.S. Sharp.
B.S. Sharp.
B.S. Sharp.
And he was a doctor in about the 20s and 30s?
Yeah, that's right. Way back before then. He was the only doctor around. He and Dr. Hines, to my knowledge, the only two doctors, frankly, the oldest doctors in Sydney.
Oh, and they was Dr. Hines white?
White. He was white. Uh-huh. And they worked very closely together.
Doctors.
That's right.
For goodness sake. Now, getting back to the cafes for a minute, did whites frequent the black cafes, or was it, were the cafes all strictly segregated back then?
They were separated back then.
Yeah. Black people went to the black ones, and white people went to the white ones.
Right, that's true.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In the black cafes, who was there? Who would they have to come and eat back then?
I don't know how they got a little money, but they would serve good meals.
Uh-huh.
And people would go there and eat, especially some of that worked on the railroad or whatever close by. They would go to the cafe and get the dinner and pool room. They had a pool room too. I saw on a pool room, it was a recreation place for the teenagers.
Uh-huh.
And it really served the purpose.
Yeah, I was curious about the customers back then because, you know, money being tight, most people ate at home.
Then.
I was surprised that black people eat now.
But they were very, very cheap, I think, at that time, to my knowledge. They used to go to those cafes and eat.
Huh.
And
was it mostly men that went to eat, or did sometimes women go too?
Well, sometimes women would go too, but most of the men did most of the manual work outside. That
right.
Would need, I guess, a heavy meal.
Uh-huh.
And they were called, ladies would cook, though. They stayed home and do the cooking.
So when they, their meals were mostly like heavy meals, and they didn't
heavy
serve
meal.
Sandwiches and
yeah,
stuff
no,
like
salmon,
that back
yeah,
then in a cafe.
No.
It would be vegetables and potatoes and meat and that
and
kind of stuff.
And the old
saying,
if the soul food.
Soul food, okay. You tell me what it was. What were some of the things that they served?
It served, I guess, was rice, stew meat, beans, and cornbread, and those type of things that had a good base for them to work from.
Right,
you know.
Right.
A lot of starches they ate. I guess we were mostly being pain for it now.
Right.
Ain't even much starch food back yet.
Things we're not supposed to eat now, right?
That's true. There's a note about we had to eat, though. We had to eat.
Okay. So they say beans are good for you
and
carbohydrates. One question I had earlier I wanted to ask about the shopping. Did your family buy for cash or for credit when they shopped back then?
Well, they, to my knowledge, they bought more or less cash.
Uh-huh,
little,
uh-huh.
Little, was buying a big case of it.
Did they pretty much raise all their own food? Or?
Yeah, they raised practically the food, everything. We didn't have to buy any food because the food was raised.
What kinds of food or staples did you buy?
I don't recall it.
Rice or potatoes? Not potatoes. Rice or flour, maybe?
They raised their own flour.
Oh, they raised their own flour, so they didn't have to buy flour.
About the only thing, I guess, they
had to buy sugar. What about coffee?
They had to buy the coffee. The rice was plentiful.
So they really only had to buy sugar and coffee, to your knowledge?
Sugar and coffee, to my knowledge.
So the food stores didn't get a whole lot from them?
No, because you had your own teas and things out in the garden. You made your tea from them.
Oh, the herb teas.
Herb teas, yeah.
Fish, though, you probably did buy some fish from the fish man, though, right?
Yeah, that'd be fresh. And then Lyman did a lot of fishing back then.
Uh-huh.
I remember my brother made a fish basket.
He did?
Out of some of these splits.
Uh-huh.
And then he put it in the creek.
What creek was that?
That was Connor Ross Creek.
Uh-huh.
And he would go ever so often and check his fish basket. Uh-huh. He'd bring back this ooze of fish, fish from his basket.
What kinds of fish were they, do you know?
Well, there was little minnows, and some was catfish.
Uh-huh.
And the different fish that was in the creek.
Uh-huh. So y'all would eat that sometimes?
Eat a good mess of fish every so often.
Right, that's good. What about clothing? What did the kinds of clothing did each person own back then, or what types of clothing did you have?
Well, to my knowledge, our family, pretty well up on clothes. We didn't suck for any clothing, I wouldn't think.
Did your mama make most of them, or did you buy them?
She made most of them, and then I had the uncle that went away.
Mm-hmm.
He would send back ever so often some clothing that he would buy at a rummage sale or somewhere up there and send back to supply us with clothes.
Good.
So we were well secure with clothing.
What kinds of clothing did you buy if you had to buy anything? Shoes mostly?
Yeah, shoes mostly. Uh-huh. And just some undergarments, I would say, and shoes.
Uh-huh.
Because we bought maybe some color overalls or what have you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because they'd be hard to make.
Hard to make, yeah.
Yeah.
But other things like that.
What about dress clothing? Did you buy that, or did your mother make that?
She made most of it.
Made your nice clothes.
Dress clothing.
What kind of furniture did your family use? Did you have a big table or?
Yeah, we had one large table,
mm-hmm.
and we had one little bench, I call it, that three boys sat on. I don't know what happened to my bench.
Your bench is gone.
It's gone. But we had a wood stove. We had to cook on a wood stove.
Was any of the furniture made by anybody in the family?
My granddaddy and my mother's. Granddad, he used to make a lot of things. We had some chairs that he made, and I think we had a table that he made for the kitchen.
Oh, okay. So he could do some.
Yeah, he was very artistic. I said,
is he the same one that could cane?
You're the cane. His name was Johnson Wright.
Johnson Wright, and this would be your
my mother's.
Your mother's father, so your grandfather.
It'd be my mother's grandfather.
Grandpa.
Her father named Sony. I think this was Sony's dad.
Oh, that's right. That would be her. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. That would be her grandfather.
Yeah. He lived long. He lived 103.
Oh, he did.
He did. He lived a long time.
He lived to be 103, and this was Sony Wright, and he was the one that did the caning.
No, Sony Wright's father, Johnson.
Oh, Sony Wright's father. Oh, I don't have his name, Dan. What was his name?
Johnson Wright. I do remember him. His name was Johnson
Wright. Johnson Wright. Okay, and this Johnson Wright lived to be 103?
103.
And he could make furniture, and he did this
caning work with chairs, bottom of chairs.
Oh, my goodness. It sounds like he was real talented at that
Yeah, he was very talented.
And lived to be a good old age, too. Was he
very active and knowledgeable up until the end.
His mind was sharp and everything.
Sharp, that's true.
Oh, for goodness sake. Can you remember anything else he made or did? Or do you have anything that he made?
I don't have anything at hand that he made. About my mother, she had a spinning wheel.
Oh, she did?
And I still got the spinning wheel. I got to get it together. But she used to make her own thread to sew with. to take some cotton somewhere and weave it somewhere.
She did her own weaving.
Own weaving. Uh-huh. And she would make some threads. She lived near some white neighbors, and uh-huh. they'd wait together. And she bought her a spinning wheel.
Oh, goodness. And you still have that?
I still have the spinning wheel.
Is it old?
It's old. I got to get it together. It's kind of not broke up. Got to get all parts together. I'm going to fix it up and put it back together.
Do you think it comes from the 1800s then? Is it that old?
I don't know. It's first thing I see, it's a great big old huge wheel uh-huh. up on a stand, and they would turn it. Uh-huh. I would turn it sometimes. She'd hold a thread out from it, and it would spin and weave a little thread out from it, and uh-huh. out of cotton. And they used that to sew it.
So she spun her own thread from cotton then would make material and weave material. Did she have a loom?
No, she didn't have a loom. Uh-huh. I've seen some had a loom. She said he had a spinning wheel.
Uh-huh. But at least she could make all her own thread and everything.
Yeah, all the thread was.
That's marvelous. Mm-hmm. And you, when you were little, do you remember seeing her do that?
Do that.
And yeah. you think she actually learned that from a white family?
Well, she and the white family were very good, close neighbors, I uh-huh. think. And I think she must have picked it up from her.
Oh, for goodness sake. You don't know their names, do you?
Duvall's, I believe. Duvall's.
Was that right here in Santa Fe?
Oh, yeah, up here in Santa Fe.